Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to welcome you here today and thank you for taking the time to make space to meditate on Scripture and connect with the Lord. If you would like to learn more about Cultivate Connection, you can go to cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe to receive this podcast directly into your email inbox once a week. You can also join us on Facebook and Instagram, as well as check out our blog. So as we begin today, I want to invite you to settle into wherever it is you need to be. We're going to take the next 30 minutes to meditate on Scripture, to focus on our breath and focus on the Lord. Maybe today you want to do this meditation simply seated in a chair with your feet firmly planted on the floor in front of you. Maybe it's better today to be lying down. Maybe today you want to be walking as you listen. I just even invite you to check in with the Lord as you begin these meditations, and just simply ask, where is the best space for me to be today? So wherever you are, I want to encourage you to begin to turn your attention towards your breath. Begin to engage with the breath actively. Moving with the inhale and the exhale, feeling the sensation. Just allowing that breath to simply flow in and out. And allowing your attention to come to the breath. Allowing any busyness from the day just to begin to melt off as you choose to enter into this focused space. I encourage you to begin to lengthen out the breath just a little bit if that feels good for you. Perhaps drawing the shoulders away from the ears as you exhale, making just a little bit more room and space to find a bit of an expanded breath. Simply offering yourself a little more room to take a little bit more of an inhale, and to find a little bit more of an exhale. Noticing the sensation of the breath, does it flow freely today? Do you notice any sticky places? Remembering we want to come just as simply as we are, whatever that looks like today. Every day we come differently. Every day our body is a little bit different. The thoughts in our minds, the emotions in our being. And that's perfectly fine. the Lord is willing to meet us right where we're at. So as you continue to engage with the breath here, finding a rhythm with your inhale and exhale, I'm going to open us in prayer. God, I thank you so much for the privilege we have to be able to come and engage with your spirit. God, I ask today for every person listening that you would remove out of the way anything hindering, blocking, any barriers that prevent them from finding that place of connection with you. God, we desire today to come heart, soul, mind, and strength as simply as we can to connect with you. We ask for the grace, Lord, to find that space of connection with our hearts, our minds, our strength, our body, and with you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to meet us in this space. I ask, God, that the light of your truth would fill our beings, that your spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of your Son, Jesus, would be upon us today in this place. Awaken the scripture to us, Lord, that we may know your words, your truth, and your nature. Lead and guide this time, Lord, and be so present with each one listening. So taking a nice deep inhale, feeling the body expand, drawing in, maybe taking a pause, and then finding that release in the exhale. Remembering that the breath becomes a beautiful place of reset. When stress rises or thoughts get confusing or something comes up, we can always engage with our breath. Finding a few nice deep inhales and exhales, allowing the body to calm and reset, allowing our minds to focus and our spirits to connect with Holy Spirit. Remembering he is the breath that lives within us. And today, as you scan the body, taking a moment just to check in. What do you notice about yourself in this present state? How is it that you're coming into this space? Give yourself the freedom to observe. No judgment, no condemnation, just simply accepting an awareness. And as you focus upon the body in this moment, can you remember that if you have accepted Jesus into your life as Lord, as Savior, then his Spirit takes up residence within you. And the Spirit of God is referred to as breath, but it's also referred to as light in the Bible. And I invite you to begin to visualize that light within you. Where is it in your body that you begin to see that light, that life? Maybe it fills your heart or your belly, your mind, wherever it starts for you. Begin to focus on that light, and on every inhale, can you begin to see the light within you expanding? Just as our breath expands as we inhale, can you see that light beginning to grow and expand within you? And wherever it started for you, will you begin to see it grow, beginning to take up every area of the body, beginning to flow down the limbs, the legs, into fingers and toes, swirling, filling the heart, the mind, visualizing that light within you. Filling every part of your being, expanding, even shining beyond yourself, spilling over, shining through you, filling you up to overflowing. And as you focus upon this light, which is the Spirit of God in you, do you notice how it makes you feel? Any changes in your body, in your heart, or your thoughts? Maybe there's a lightness you feel, like a burden lifted. Maybe it's a heaviness, like a weight of His glory. Maybe it's somewhere in between. Or maybe you feel just the same as when we started visualizing the light. Wherever you are, just be in that space and welcome the Lord in. And as you begin to notice things, remember that is always the opportunity to move into connection or conversation with the Lord. And if you, in this space, were to offer one word of emotion, one description of how you feel in this space, what would be that offering? And as you offer that to the Lord, what do you notice? Does He have a response back to you? So just taking a few breaths here. Allowing the Lord to prepare your heart for our scripture today, which is from Psalm 91. We've been going simply one verse at a time, week by week, savoring these scriptures as we go. And this week, we'll be savoring verse 3. So So simply noticing anything that stands out to you as I read this first time through. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy. And he will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. As I read it a second time, where is it that you would like to invite the Lord into this scripture with you? He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy, and he will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. Reading it again. This time, what is it that the Lord is inviting you into through these words, through his truth? He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy, and he will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. This time, I want to read this scripture, but I want to read verses 1, 2, and 3 all together from Psalm 91. And as I do, I just want you to pay attention. Does this change anything for you? Does it highlight something different as we read all three verses together? when you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai. You are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds me, the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me, and my great confidence. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy, and he will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. God, our Savior, the one who rescues. Will you ask the Holy Spirit to show you, to reveal to you a time when God has been your rescuer, where he has rescued you from the hidden trap of the enemy, where he has protected you? And if he's showed you something, can you see yourself in that space? As he rescues you, can you see that light once again? Where is it? Can you see it expanding in that space? And what do you notice in this space? What do you feel? Do you feel safe? Or maybe something's coming up for you where you feel like there has been times in your life where God wasn't there to rescue you. Maybe ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you any times that are in your heart where you feel like he wasn't there to protect you or to rescue you. And if God is revealing something to you here, and you take a moment and ask the Lord, where were you? Ask Him to reveal to you that light. And what is it that He wants you to know in this space? Do you believe that God desires to rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy? Do you believe He is one who protects you from false accusation and deadly curses? As you sit with that, is that something that you want to gravitate towards? Or is it something that you want to lean away from? Just finding awareness here. And just taking a moment to be present with the Lord. Can you reconnect with the breath? Can you reconnect with that light inside of you? God, I pray this week for each one listening, for them to find a deeper and stronger connection with you. God, if there are areas in their life where they need rescuing, God, I pray for that rescue to come forth. If the enemy is against them, Lord, I thank you that you push that back. God, I pray that we would come to know the reality of your protection and we would stand in it. Lord, I pray for every inhale that is taken this week that refreshing would come. Lord, that their hearts would be filled with hope and light and life. God, break off every false accusation that's been spoken against them. Break the power of those accusations and let your truth go forth instead. Continue to surround us with your love. Embrace us with your grace, Lord. And teach us to walk with you in this, that we could know you more. I bless you this week to find greater freedom in your story and your journey with the Lord. To feel His embrace and His walk with you. To know that wherever you are in this story, that God's not finished yet. I bless you to walk out this journey and story with Him. In you and through you. In Jesus' name. Amen.